Well, hi everyone. Welcome to a snowy Wednesday evening. We're not going to be having our Bible study tonight, but I do want to share just a brief devotion with you. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for all you do in our lives. We pray you'd bless us as we read your word. In Jesus' name, amen. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, Jesus, speaking about his heavenly Father, said, "Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Now, in the Old Testament, God was revealed through over 300 different names. Names like Jehovah, El Shaddai, Adonai, and the words just keep going. But in the New Testament, Jesus reveals God through one name, and that name is Father. Father is who he is. He is referred to as Father in every book in the New Testament, except for one. And in John chapter 20, verse 17, after Jesus comes out of the tomb and he sees Mary, he says to her, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Jesus died so that his Father could become our Father. And no matter how wonderful our earthly fathers may be, we still need the love that comes from the perfect Father in heaven. And my prayer is that we would all have a deeper understanding of the love that God has for us today. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, "Don't fear, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." What a wonderful Father we have. He loves us so much that he left heaven to pay for our redemption. We know the verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What a Christmas present, folks. Amen. Well, that ends our brief devotion. I hope you're going to make it through the snowy time, because come Sunday, we're going to have church. And we hope to see you there on Sunday. You know what, folks? God is good all the time. See you on Sunday.